If you want to see what the city would look like if we packed up and left today, there is no better place than North Brother Island. It sits in the East River south of Hunts Point. Migrating birds call it home, but it's been half a century since any humans lived there. WNYC's Stephen Nesson took a boat there to see the state of this abandoned island.
Whoa. Oh.
There's no ferry to North Brother Island.
You want to hold on to something like those black ropes?
Clambering aboard a small inflatable boat, a contingent of Parks Department workers and city councilmen leave from a pebbly beach in the Bronx. Minutes later, and completely soaked, we pull up to a makeshift floating dock on the western end of this 20-acre island.
This is wobbly. It's
just... better if you don't all stand on it once you head to the ladder.
The first things you see are the smashed wooden stumps of a service dock. Turn around and face the island, you see a jagged smokestack and overgrown woods with crumbling red brick buildings peeking through the brush. John Krawchuk is the director of historic preservation for the Parks Department and is our guide.
Please do not approach the buildings because they're clearly in a very dangerous state of condition, and definitely do not enter the buildings.
In the 19th century, this island was used to quarantine New Yorkers with highly infectious diseases like cholera, yellow fever, smallpox, and most famously, typhoid.
The idea was to actually bring residents of New York City to an isolated area, either by choice or forcibly quarantined, as in the case of Mary Malone, Typhoid Mary.
The Parks Department recently cleared a small walking path around the island. Look into the woods, and poking out of the ivy and brush, you'll see the occasional fire hydrant, a rusted chair, a blackened rubber ball. And around every corner, you'll see one of more than a dozen buildings in various stages of decay. There's a sanatorium, dormitories, an elementary school for sick kids, a church. There's even a morgue.
They actually would just prepare the bodies. They probably did various laboratory analysis as well, because not only were they treating contagious diseases here, but they were also studying them.
North Brother Island was later used as housing for veterans in the 1940s and 50s, then used to treat heroin addicts until the 1960s, when it was finally abandoned. The Parks Department took over responsibility for the island from the city in 2001 in order to protect it for migrating birds. Herons, mostly, that stop to lay eggs. But my fellow explorer and City Councilman Mark Levine, who is chair of the Committee on Parks and Recreation, is clearly inspired by the island.
There's so much potential here. This is just a hidden treasure in the middle of New York City.
He says he's interested in starting the long process of making it more accessible to the public. The island is off-limits now. It's across from Rikers Jail, and patrols monitor all boat traffic. The Parks Department estimates it would cost several millions of dollars just to study the island to see what can be salvaged. So for now, the island is just for the birds. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.